reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our first scripture reading is found in your Bibles in the book of the prophet Isaiah. It's found on page 783, and we read Isaiah chapter 55, beginning at verse 1. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, that your soul may live. And I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Behold, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, and a nation that did not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is found in Romans chapter 9. It's on page 1210. We read Romans 9 and beginning at verse 1. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience bears me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from their race, according to the flesh, is Christ, who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Be to God.
We rise out of respect for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is written in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, found on page 1048. And we read Matthew chapter 14, beginning at verse 13. Now when Jesus heard about the death of John, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the town. And when he went ashore, he saw a great crowd. And he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Now, when it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the day is now over. Send the crowds away and to go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They said to him, "We have only 5 loaves here and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of the broken pieces left over. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you. From God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, amen. My text is based on your Old Testament lesson for today. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, that your soul may live. This is our text. Please be seated. Growing up with my father, I learned very quickly that he was a man careful with his money. Throughout his years, he was a wise investor so that his retirement was comfortable. Shopping with he and my mom always involved at least a handful of coupons and a quite tedious process of figuring, is the 5 cans at this price cheaper than the 4 cans at that price? Or is this a better buy per ounce than this at such and such a price? That's before they stuck the ounces on the stickers, you know. He was always careful with his money, with what one exception. We would often shop at a place called Kmart. And every now and again, a little siren would go off, and a spinning blue light would go on. And it seemed to have a hypnotic effect upon my father. It called to him, it beckoned to him. And he had to go over there and find out what was underneath that blue light. I'd often go shopping with him, just he and I, and on one particular occasion, when we arrived at the blue light, there were screen doors on sale. At that point in time, Kmart had a rather notable building materials section, and apparently they had too many screen doors. It was a wonderful sale, I think 60, 70% off at least. But that wasn't good enough for my father. They had 10 of them left. What do you do with 10 screen doors? Nevertheless, my father made an offer, an absurdly ridiculous low price. And they took it. For all 10 screen doors. For about a year or two, they stood in our garage until my mother had had enough. And then at the time we had a cabin. Perhaps he thought he could build some kind of screened enclosure with them. I really don't know. But somehow they found their way up to the cabin, and I believe in a corner of the boathouse or something like that, they found a new home. Roughly around 30 years later, my parents sold that piece of property along with the screen doors that were still sitting there. Why do you spend your money? For that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy. Now, Kmart Blue Light specials have gone their way. But I think each and every one of us have, if you will, something that's a blue light special in our life. Maybe it's not something we spend money on. Maybe it's just something we spend too much time on. I mean, do you really have to watch Fox News or CNN for 6 hours a day? Or all those television shows where we mindlessly sit affixed before that little box? How many times do you have to check Facebook during the day? And then that's just true of how we spend our time, but the priorities that we set in our lives and in our relationships. What price do you set on a relationship? Is it really always necessary to offer your opinion on everything somebody else is doing? There's all these blue lights, if you will. Things that call us away from that which we know through the Word of God to be important and worthwhile. And chief among those things is the Word. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, that your soul may live. Do we spend enough time listening to our Lord speak to us, as He does in the Word and in the sacraments? Do we listen diligently? Is it our delight? And all too often we have to say no. There's all those things that call and beckon to us in life. And we spend so much time on them. But how much better for us to be dwelling on the promises and the gifts of God as He reveals Himself to us in the Holy Scriptures. There's so much bad news in the world. Do we really need to dwell on it? There's so much that's just useless information in our lives. But have you ever had this experience? You go to visit a group of people someplace, and instead of them sitting around talking, they're all sitting with their noses buried in their phones. At least let us bury our noses in the Word of God if they're going to be buried someplace. Because that is where God tells us of His gifts and promises. The promise of eternal life. The gift of forgiveness of our sins. It is there in the Word that He changes our focus to those things which really matter in life? You know, I'll bet you there's neighborhoods all around this town where if you drove by the neighborhood and somehow God could tell you who's inside and what they're feeling, you'd drive down a street and you'd find that there's a lonely person here, a lonely person here, a lonely person here, a lonely person here. All living next door to each other, sitting in their homes, being lonely. God has called us to be out in the world, but to be taking those gifts, those talents, those treasures, that time that He has given us on this earth to minister to one another's needs. But we get so wrapped up in things that are useless, meaningless, things that do not satisfy, that we ignore those things that really do. We are a people that are precious to our God. We know this most of all through what He was willing to sacrifice for us, sending His own Son into the flesh to die and rise on the cross, and we might have those gifts that He promises to us in Scripture: forgiveness and life. And it is in that word that He calls us to the life that He designed for us, where He tells us what is good and pleasant, what is satisfies and brings peace. And we need to refresh ourselves in that, not just weekly, but daily. Because there's all those little blue lights that are out there. Yeah, they're different for each and every one of us. But they have that kind of hypnotic effect. You just get involved with it, focused on it, whatever. And that which satisfies, that which God has really called us to, our God-given sensibilities, our God-given hope, this seems to disappear. Why spend your money on that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear that your soul may live. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which does surpass all human understanding, guard and keep your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright, 2001, by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.